Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Plans changing for The Fiend, another AEW star joining Wrestle Kingdom, and...
if you put on 30 pounds or whatever, we will give you a job.
For Monday, November the 18th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
Being confused is a very scary feeling. But maybe that's why he did it. To scare you. Or maybe... maybe he did it to remind you about what you did. You remember, don't you? Because I really think he does. Or maybe he just wants to play with you! Yowie wowie!
So it seems like lots of plans have been up in the air regarding Bray Wyatt and The Fiend since he became the Universal Champion. We now have a blue belt, which is... just what we wanted from a custom WWE belt for The Fiend, isn't it? We just wanted it to be blue and nothing else. So Survivor Series is next week, as we know. Bray Wyatt is going to be defending the title against Daniel Bryan. The match was made official on Friday night. We're getting some reports and some live event promos coming through that suggest that The Fiend's plans for the run-up to Survivor Series are changing quite drastically for one reason or another. The Fiend was scheduled to face The Miz at Survivor Series, according to some early promotion. However, WWE decided to go with Daniel Bryan in the end. Dave on Wrestling Observer Radio said, I believe the original idea was The Fiend against The Miz, and they were going to shoot that angle on the show that got messed up from Saudi Arabia. Elsewhere at Starrcade, we were meant to get The Fiend versus The Miz in the main event in a steel cage match. That has also been changed now, and it's looking like The Fiend is going to defend the Universal title against Braun Strowman inside the same steel cage. As for The Miz, he will challenge Shinsuke Nakamura for the Intercontinental Championship on that same show. But surely The Miz is still getting that title opportunity in San Jose at that house show, that live event that we've talked about a few times. Well, no, that's not happening now either. WWE changed the main event of the show in Mexico City to Bray Wyatt defending the Universal Championship against Rey Mysterio. Now, Rey and Cain Velasquez were meant to team up against two opponents on that show. We saw Cain Velasquez removed from the match and replaced by Humberto Carrillo. But now Rey Mysterio is in the main event, challenging Bray Wyatt. It's all change again. And Cain Velasquez is back on the card, and he is going to be teaming with Humberto Carrillo to face Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. A lot of change around this. I mean, obviously, because the plans were for Bray Wyatt to feud with The Miz for a little while now and leading up to Survivor Series, these run of shows, these live event runs where The Miz faces Bray Wyatt was going to be a bit of a testing of the waters, maybe a chance to see how well these two mesh together. But alas, that isn't happening now because that Survivor Series match has been changed to The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan. It looks like Miz is out of that title picture altogether. I mean, whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. I don't know how well Miz and Bray Wyatt would have worked together. Who knows? We may find out down the line anyway. With regards to the last one we talked about, Rey Mysterio and The Fiend in San Jose, the risk there is that you can't really have a semi-squash match on Rey Mysterio. Because that's how The Fiend's matches have mainly gone. Just a dominating performance each time that has seen the good guy, the challenger, eventually fall. I don't know how well Rey Mysterio losing soundly to The Fiend Bray Wyatt is going to go down in San Jose. But hey, we will find out together, won't we?
Tokyo! Thank you, Tokyo, for being here tonight at Kirk and Hall for the G1. Thank you, Tomohiro Ishii, for sharing the ring with me tonight, you sick bastard.
Meanwhile, from the AEW camp, this is according to Wrestling Observer. It hasn't been announced, but the belief is that Jon Moxley is working the Tokyo Dome. From those in All Elite Wrestling, they believe that to be the case, but we won 100% at this time. Now, Dave Meltzer's noted that obviously that match for Wrestle Kingdom would be Lance Archer. That seems the obvious, most logical decision because Lance Archer is the US Championship, a belt that Jon Moxley didn't lose, but we will see. It's this is the second AEW superstar that is set to be a part of Wrestle Kingdom. Chris Jericho is in action over that weekend as well. A lot of talk on the relationship between AEW and New Japan and how frayed it potentially is. Obviously, Chris Jericho is there due to previous commitments, and I think Jon Moxley will be there as well because, well, as a former US champion, he lost that belt via forfeit when he couldn't make an event. So presumably, Jon Moxley still owes New Japan an event. So whether this is what they use just to kind of finish the deal with Jon Moxley, then move on to other things, we will see. But if you add Jon Moxley to an already packed Wrestle Kingdom weekend, that's shaping up to be quite the weekend. A documentary on Sting is coming up on the WWE Network. It's going to focus on the last match he had. That was the one at Night of Champions against Seth Rollins. This was the ill-fated match which saw Sting take two buckle bombs and suffer, no pun intended, a stinger on his neck. He'll be on the WWE Network on Friday. Intrigued to see how they look at this, how they go about this, whether this was put together after the fact that they realised this is Sting's final match, whether or not they were putting together a documentary on the run-up to this match anyway, but then obviously when he got injured, they were reluctant to put it out. We'll find out on Friday when it goes out. However, tonight on Monday Night Raw, we're looking at four already confirmed matches. Seth Rollins will face Andrade, a match that was born as a result of bickering on Twitter. Seth Rollins' spot in the Survivor Series matches on the line in that one. Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch will take on two mystery opponents. There is clearly this build towards those two challenging the Kabuki Warriors for the women's tag team titles once again. Talking of the Kabuki Warriors, one half of them, Asuka, faces Natalya tonight. The talk is this will be something that sort of fixes what happened a few weeks ago when Natalya beat Asuka. There was talk that it would be Charlotte and Natalya challenging for the women's title. I think Natalya may very well get written out of this at this point. And the Viking Raiders defending the Raw Tag Team titles against Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder tonight. This is a match that was born from the live event in Germany when Hawkins and Ryder won a number one contenders match. I like the continuity that we're getting from a show in Germany. Thank you. NXT UK had a whole raft of tapings in Hull over the weekend. Now, if you don't want to know how the NXT UK takeover card is shaping up for Blackpool, you may want to just skip ahead about a minute and then I'll stop talking about it. So NXT UK takeover Blackpool is in January. We will see the NXT UK Women's Champion Kaylee Ray defend against Piper Niven and Toni Storm. We are going to see a four-team ladder match that could possibly steal the night. Gallus defending the NXT UK tag team titles against Imperium, the Grizzled Young Veterans and South Wales Subculture. And the main event will be Volta defending the NXT UK Championship against Joe Coffey. Those two may batter each other for a good hour when they get to Blackpool. Hulk Hogan has officially undergone surgery on his back. He posted a photo on social media of the hardware that was removed from his body. It's a whole bunch of screws. Honestly, it looks like he's just come back from home base. These are all screws that were lodged into his back to keep him upright. During a recent interview with Sports Illustrated, of course, Hulk Hogan revealed that he was going to be undergoing this surgery, saying they're going to fuse six levels together, so we'll see how I feel after that. There is a lot of talk about Hulk Hogan wanting one more match as part of WWE, and it could very well be happening sooner rather than later. from the Twitter of WWE's William Regal. 1 year ago today, I had open heart surgery to remove a calcified pericardium. I'm healthy and fit as a butcher's dog now. I'm dedicated to my family and NXT. Please don't reply. It's just life. Big love to William Regal. We haven't replied to him, but we wanted to give him some mention here. Incidentally, constrictive pericarditis is when a normal thin compliant pericardium gets replaced by a thick calcified non-compliant pericardium. It normally interferes with ventricular filling. Just so you know. I mean, we all knew that anyway, didn't we? On Sunday's Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer was having a chat about the contract of Kairi Sane. Now, there are some rumours that she could leave WWE in a few months' time. A few people have connected her to Stardom, who have said they're very keen to bring her back in. Kairi Sane is signed with WWE until March next year. Dave Meltzer says, Kairi, obviously, I could see her leaving. I don't know that she's going to leave, but she's definitely expressed interest in exploring other options. Former winner of the Mae Young Classic, Kairi Sane, has had a fairly strong run in WWE. I think her run as the women's champion was by far and away the highlight of it so far. And we're enjoying the work that the Kabuki Warriors are doing, possibly stealing the show when they get to TLC and they put their women's tag team titles on the line in what we believe will be a TLC match.
Opponents at a total combined weight of 552 pounds. Marco Stunt, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus, a small boy, a boy, and his dinosaur!
The boys and their dinosaur, the Jurassic Express, whatever you want to call them, they are three of the hottest up-and-comers here in all Elite Wrestling, and they are all looking for their first...
And finally... The Young Bucks on the Being the Elite YouTube channel ordered takeout in the hotel room with Marco Stunt, Luchasaurus, and Jungle Boy. Just shooting the breeze whilst eating pizza. It's a really lovely interview. Part of it, Marco Stunt reveals about a conversation he had with higher-ups in the WWE.
Definitely need some extra work somewhere else.
WWE?
They're like... If you put on 30 pounds or whatever, we will give you a job. But the way it is, it's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, though.
And I was just so bummed, because I was like, it bums me out that that's the one thing that it gets hung up on.
Right.
Because I know what I can do, and I can do a bunch of stuff, but like, I think there are a lot of guys way bigger than me who are not near as good.
Yep.
And it just, it seems silly to me to get so hung up on that.
I mean, if that offer is still available, I am more than happy to put 30 pounds on. And come work for the WWE. I could do it for you by Friday. really do take time to check out the interview the Young Bucks had with the Jurassic Express. It's a really, really fun chat about all sorts of things, and it's on their YouTube channel right now. On our YouTube channel, meanwhile, we are going back in time and remembering Shotgun Saturday Night. Do you remember Shotgun Saturday Night? WWF's Saturday Night, slightly edgy, pre-attitude television show. In sort of the mid to late 90s. Really worth checking out. We take a deep dive into the history of Shotgun Saturday Night on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. And Ross Twiddell will be along later today with the Friday Night SmackDown WTF moments. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.